This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government is all set to move the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, has said 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. Talking to media at Parliament House, Mr. Rijiju said, during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for the discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House. Mr. Rijiju added that the government is ready to answer all the questions over the bill. The minister alleged that opposition parties are opposing the legislation due to their appeasement politics.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hour is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The BJP, NDA allies and Congress have issued a whip to all its MPs to be present in the Lok Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the primary objective of the bill is to address shortcomings in the management and governance of Waqf properties. India's renewable energy sector has achieved the highest ever capacity addition in the last financial year by installing 25 gigawatts. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi informed this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said the sector witnessed an increase of almost 35% in the last financial year compared to 18.57 gigawatts achieved in the financial year 2023-24. The minister highlighted that the country's journey in renewable energy was led by solar, which soared from 15 to nearly 21 gigawatts in the last financial year. The National Highways Authority of India has increased toll charges by 4-5% nationwide. The hike, effective immediately, will help fund highway maintenance and expansion. On the Delhi-Meerut Expressway, car tolls from Saraikale Khan to Meerut will rise from 165 to 170 rupees, while Ghaziabad to Meerut will increase from 70 to 75 rupees. Trucks on this route will now pay 580 rupees. Tolls on highways around Lucknow, including routes to Kanpur, Ayodhya, Rai Bareli and Barabanki, will go up by 5 to 10 rupees for light vehicles and 20 to 25 rupees for heavy vehicles. Monthly passes for cars will increase from 930 to 950 rupees. The revised rates apply to expressways and national highways across the country. 13 fishermen who were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy allegedly for cross-border fishing were released from prison and reached Chennai Airport, Tamil Nadu last night. These fishermen were arrested on February 19 and 20 from Rameswaram in the Ramanathapuram district, allegedly for cross-border fishing. Subsequently, on March 30, the Sri Lankan government released the 13 fishermen and handed them over to Indian embassy officials in Colombo. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,700. Myanmar's military leader Min Aung Hlaing said in a televised address yesterday that the toll has reached 2,719 and is expected to rise to more than 3,000. Meanwhile, rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing. India has launched Operation Brahma to provide necessary support, including search and rescue, humanitarian aid, disaster relief and medical assistance. So far, India has delivered 625 metric tons of humanitarian aid and disaster relief material under Operation Brahma through 6 aircraft and 5 Indian naval ships. Israel has announced the elimination of all tariffs on imports from the United States. Israel's Prime Minister's Office and the Finance and Economy Ministries announced this in a joint statement. The announcement came just a day before U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to unveil new tariffs on all U.S. trade partners. The move still needs approval by the Parliament's Finance Committee. In IPL T20 cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.